I have spoken before about one of my favorite books, Blue Ocean Strategy by Kim Marbert, in which market saturation is explained so simply. An oversaturated market is an entrepreneur's worst enemy. I've always been told if you can think it, it's been done 1,000 times before, but this simply isn't true. When looking at your target market, you enter a very broad spectrum of skills, services, and products. So how do you find a niche and how do you become a specialist? Firstly, pause. Take a look at the business model and consider if what you are trying to achieve fits into it. There are several aspects that will make a massive difference to how successful you are in rank and rent. Is the industry that you are targeting profitable? For example, let's say I am building a website for mechanics in my local area. I can think of at least 5 within a 30-minute drive. In fact, I can see one as I write this. If I were to build a website based around the mechanics in my area and invest in the search engine rank on Google, I would likely not be able to rent out or sell my website. Why? I'm aware that all of the mechanics in my area have a very good website and have a waiting list of at least 12 months for non-emergency repairs, upgrades, and cosmetic adjustments. They already have all the business they need as they are a high-value service. Now, realizing this, I have moved on to building a website optimized for plumbers in my area. Plumbers are high value and have a high search volume in my area. Looking at the search data, I can see that there is a specific market for boiler repairs. So when building my website, I created one that mentions specializing in boiler repairs. Immediately, I know that this is going to receive high search volume in my area and offer a lot of leads to the business that rents this website from me. The increased amount of business that they receive increases the value of the website that I have created for them. If a business rents my website and charges $200 for each call out they receive on a boiler repair, and they rent the website from me for $1,000 with only 5 customers a month, the website has already paid for itself. Now, more than likely, a plumber will have hundreds of customers per month and will have different price points for each service they offer. So considering how many leads they can gain from your website in comparison to the cost of renting the website, the opportunity would be too good to pass up. The world is quickly becoming automated and the vast majority of business is now being done online. Websites are the future of many businesses. How to choose a location? Now you've chosen your niche, you need to find the right location to build your website for. How do you do this? I like to use keywords everywhere and search for the target keyword in the target location to view its search traffic. Extract any useful information that you can use from the websites on the first page of Google so that you have niche-relevant content available to you. Compare the traffic levels of each site you visit and how many of the websites on the first page of Google have the keyword in their meta title. If the first page of businesses don't have the keyword in their meta title, you will be able to rank easily from keyword content alone. The value of your niche and search intent. High value and high search volume are key to making your business a success. Finding a niche with either a high search volume on Google or a niche that holds high value will start making you a lot of money as soon as you start ranking. If you find a niche that is both, you're onto a winner. Having a look at search intent is a necessity when building a website to rank and rent. There are several kinds of search intent. However, the most crucial at this point is commercial intent. Does your website have any commercial intent? You may be able to get your website to rank high on Google, but can businesses actually make any money from it? But what is it? It's the process of evaluating the likelihood of a keyword search becoming a lead or customer. No commercial intent equals no leads. Without any commercial intent, your website holds no value, so it is likely that no one will rent it from you. Summary: finding a profitable niche is hard. There are many skills, services, and products available, so how do you become a specialist? If I built a website for mechanics in my local area, I would likely not be able to rent out or sell my website as all of the mechanics in my area have a very good website and a waiting list of at least 12 months for non-emergency repairs, upgrades, and cosmetic adjustments. If a business rents a website from me for $1,000 and charges $200 per call out, with only 5 customers a month, the website has already paid for itself. How to choose a location? Use keywords everywhere to search for the target keyword in the target location and compare the traffic levels of each site you visit to the websites on the first page of Google. Finding a niche with high search volume and high value will make you a lot of money as soon as you start ranking. Commercial intent is the process of evaluating the likelihood of a keyword search becoming a lead or customer. Without commercial intent, your website holds no value. Action points: research, research, and research some more. Consider the commercial intent of your website. Does it hold any value to other businesses? Does the niche you are targeting have high search volume, high value, or both? Find your niche, become a specialist in that niche.